Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your business transformation catalyst, and you can find me on stephaniecallahan.com. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the things that I did in my business, and I now help my clients figure out how to do, that helped me go from struggling with hour-to-hour work to doubling and tripling my results on a consistent basis and allowing me to have a life that I love. And it was all about my brand. You see, when I first started my business, I thought of branding as my logo, my brochures, my website graphics, my colors, you know, all the visual aspects of a brand. And while those things are really important, they're not quite as important as the feel of your brand. In fact, if you go to work with a graphic designer on the visual elements, and you don't have the other pieces in place first, it's highly likely that you're not going to be giving your designer the information they need to truly capture you in a visual way. So let's talk about what that looks like a little bit. Your brand is much bigger than the visual look of your business. Your brand is how people feel when they interact with you. So let's do some examples, right? When you think of Walmart, what are the adjectives that immediately come to mind? And then when you think of Nike and their just do it philosophy, what do you think of, you know, what has come in mind? Or maybe when you think of Lexus cars, what comes to mind? Those are all feelings of brands. So in looking at Walmart, you might think cheap labor, you might think low-cost goods, you might think a number of different things, right? If when you think of Nike and they're just do it, you might think athletics, you might think activity, you might think Michael Jordan. When you think of Lexus, you might think of high-end, luxury, ooey gooey goodness of sitting in a really comfortable car for a long time. You know, there's feelings that are evoked with just the naming of those three different companies. And how did they do that? Well, they did it through their branding. They did it through how they talked about what they did, as well as the customer interaction in working with those companies. Now, I named three companies that are more product related or associated retail than service industry, but the same holds true for your service business. What types of interactions do you want people to have? Do they want to think of you as high powered, funny, caring, empathetic? You know, what are those things that you want people to experience when working with you and who you are? So let me give you an example of that as how it can play out in your business. One of the things that you look at once you decide the feeling that you want people to have is, does your business system or the systems that you have in your business match your brand? So I was talking with a private client the other day, and she was sharing her brand of high touch personal caring service. And that sounds fantastic, right? Yet it took her days to respond to clients and prospects. There was a disconnect of how she wanted her clients to feel interacting with her and what was really happening. So do you have brand leaks because of bad or non-existing systems or processes? So today, take a minute to really think about your brand, the big brand, and how you're communicating that to those that you're interacting with, and how you may have some brand leaks with how you're operating your business. Make a list and then start going through them and getting them fixed. The more I got clear on who I was serving and what my brand was and the service that I wanted to bring to the world, the faster my business grew and the more fulfilling the work was that I was doing. So I hope the same for you. This is Stephanie Callahan. You can find me on stephaniecallahan.com. I hope you have a fantastic day, that you live life fully, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.